California Thanksgiving 2022, Things to be Thankful for. Commentary. Although my job usually is to critique public policy in this state, there are actually many things to be thankful for in California in 2022. Some of them. The weather. Just look to Buffalo buried in 7 feet of snow. I grew up in Michigan where we periodically suffered such blizzards. I remember listening to the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin', on the radio and dreamin' of moving out to the coast and frolicking in the sun and surf with the California girls. I've been here now 35 years and don't plan on leaving. The beach. Other areas have beaches. Michigan has thousands of miles of them, on the Great Lakes and smaller inland lakes. But when people talk about the beach, capital B, they mean California's magnificent coastline. I haven't done it in more than a decade, but a drive up PCH along the coast to Monterey is the best in the world. And oh, those sunsets. Technical universities. Forget university humanities departments, most of which have been corrupted by PC beyond usefulness. But so far at least Caltech, Stanford, the UC and Cal State systems, and other schools offer the world's best educations in STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. Medical care. Despite problems, it really is excellent. The hospitals are some of the best in the world. And some of my doctors are so good I've had them for 22 years in one case and 35 in another. Silicon Valley. I'm reluctant to put this one on my list because the companies there have become so monolithic and PC, yet the tech world still centers there. And if you're a young hotshot programmer or engineer, it's still the place to be. Restaurants. Just about anything you want is here, and is delicious. Unfortunately, some of my favorites closed during the COVID lockdown hysteria. But new ones have opened up, and many old ones remain. Recently diagnosed with diabetes, I have to stick to low-carb fare. That's a lot easier in a place like California than in a backwoods. In-N-Out Burger. Their double-double with cheese, protein style, is fantastic and my best fast food choice. Orchestras. I don't go as often as in the past, but the Pacific Symphony here in Orange County is a top-flight orchestra. And the LA Philharmonic is world-renowned. National parks. The beauty of nature here is unsurpassed at the Redwoods, Sequoia, and other parks. If you're a veteran, you can get a free lifetime pass to the national parks. State parks and beaches. If you're a senior, for $20 you can get a state parks pass at one of their stations. It lets you in free from the day after Labor Day to the day before Memorial Day weekend. Used bookstores. We had many more before the internet and Amazon took over. But there are still some left, such as the Bookman in Orange, where I've been shopping for 35 years. Wineries. Those in Napa and Sonoma are best known. But in Southern California, Temecula and Paso Robles are more accessible and excellent. Coffee shops. Other than Starbucks and similar chains, of course. In Orange County, my favorites are Brought in Orange and Keen in Costa Mesa. Spotting Hollywood stars. Movies have become so PC nowadays I don't watch many of them, although the recent Top Gun, Maverick, was fun. But if you live here, now and then you see one of the stars. Around 1995, I saw Donna Douglas. And I once interviewed Charlton Heston. Hollywood locations. So many movies have been filmed out here it seems like you've stepped into a movie set. One near me is the Orange Plaza Circle, location for That Thing You Do, and other films. Numerous internet sites are dedicated to listing film locations. Museums. The two Getty Museums, the LA County Museum of Art, and so many others are world-class. Theme parks. They've become too expensive and sometimes PC, but Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and Universal Studios still are fun, and great places to take relatives visiting from the steps. Knott's serves great Thanksgiving takeout dinners. Sorry, they're sold out this year. Plan for 2023. Happy Thanksgiving.